No, it's hard to believe that I've been doing this since October of 2015. That's when I recorded the first episode of Harford County Living, which was done at a local radio station. Since that time, we have moved. We're no longer at the station, as you know. And some of the podcasts can last anywhere from 20 minutes to 2 hours, which is another reason we don't do it at the radio station. We've had some interesting guests on here. We've had lots of different sponsors. But not every episode has been sponsored, and it does cost money to do this. So I joined a website called buymeacoffee.com. It's similar to Patreon, if any of you know what Patreon is. And what it is, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving, HarcoLiving, and buy me a coffee. Either one time, or you can do it monthly. So it's basically like a subscription thing. But you can either do a one-time fee or you can have it to where you have a recurring payment coming out each month. And it's anywhere from $3 to $15, I believe. Very cheap. So, and this, you know, when you do this, it helps me to keep recording these episodes and, of course, editing. Editing and producing is what takes the longest. Some of these things takes me, believe it or not, 2 days to edit one podcast. So, go again, please go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. And buy me a coffee. Now, in this episode of Harford County Living, I had some young ladies come on, and the one was she's been a guest on the show before, but they are talking about a fundraiser they have coming up to help the Pediatric Cancer Fund at Sinai Hospital. And basically, if you love soccer, this is for you. I mean, to enter, to register and go take part in it. To listen wise, it's for everybody. Because the lady is going to tell her story, too, about how she started this nonprofit. So anyways, they set up this thing called Goals for Grace. And I believe it's for the kids. I forget what the age limits are, but I'll have them tell you on this. And they get a chance to kick goal soccer balls and try to score goals against, I believe his name is Phil Saunders. He was, if I'm not mistaken, a goalie for the Baltimore Blast. Which to me sounds kind of exciting. If I was still younger, I'd go against him. I'd try it. But anyways, I have Grace Callwood from We Can Serve and Hey One and Hey Two, and you'll understand why I call them Hey One and Hey Two in a little bit here, talking about Goals for Grace. So sit back, relax, and again, please don't forget, buy me a coffee.
This is the Harford County Living Show, voted as Harford County's favorite local podcast, introducing you to local businesses, organizations, artists, musicians, and more. Harford County Living, there's no place like it. Here's your host, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living. We are sitting here today with some young ladies, and I'm going to have them go around and introduce themselves. And one young gentleman, I'm sorry, before I have them tell you who they're with. So, starting to my left.
Hi, I'm Dawn Gardner.
Hi, I'm Haley Gardner.
Hi, I'm Hayden Gardner.
Hello, Theodore Ellis.
I'm Grace Callwood.
And you may remember Grace from We Can Serve. She's been on before and very, very excellent organization. So, Grace, explain what We Can Serve is first.
We Can Serve is a nonprofit organization that helps homeless, sick, and foster children through projects and events. We bring swift solutions to children in need because we believe that happiness shouldn't have to wait.
And how long has We Can Serve been around?
We Can Serve has been around since 2012.
And explain to everybody what is, I guess, what makes We Can Serve so unique. Because, I mean, there's a lot of organizations, but nothing like yours, and there's a couple of things that make you guys stand out.
Yeah, so some of the things that make We Can Serve stand out is that we are a youth-led organization. I'm the founder and chairwoman, and I'm 14 years old, and we have an all-youth board of advisors, ages 8 to 18. And another thing is that we help three groups of children in need. We help homeless, sick, and foster children.
Now, Haley, or Hayden, Hey One or Hey Two? Now, are you two on the board?
No, just volunteers.
You're volunteers. Yeah. How many volunteers do you have?
There's a lot of volunteers. Okay. We have great community support.
And what's some of the big things you're doing now before we get into the real big thing?
So we recently just finished up our first site at Camp Happy. And so we had Camp Happy at Arrow Crossroads, which is a group home for teen girls in foster care. So Camp Happy is a free on-site summer enrichment program we have for homeless and foster kids. During camp, we have special guests, we have people come in, we do field trips, and we have lots of activities.
Then that's Camp Happy.
Yes.
And then, no, you just did a big thing. You didn't do it. Alexia did, who was on your board. That was Hope for the Homeless.
Yes, she, Alexia, she was a former board member, and she's a Girl Scout. She hosted Homeless Not Hopeless, which is a workshop that was hosted at Bellar United Methodist Church earlier this year, and it was a great workshop. Her Girl Scout troop was able to bring in a lot of people from the community, just informing our community about homelessness and how young people can help.
And you got up there and spoke.
Yes.
Which, and that video is online. It's on YouTube. So if anybody wants to watch it, definitely go on there and watch it. So you have something new coming up, right?
Yes.
What's the new thing?
So our newest project is called Goals for Grace. It is a soccer kickoff, and it's on September 8th from 9 a.m. to noon at Harford Sports Performance Center in Forest Hill. Goals for Grace, it is a soccer kickoff. It's a really big competition, and we are raising money for the We Can Serve Pediatric Patient Assistance Fund at Sinai Hospital in Baltimore. And we're hosting this in September in honor of National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. During this event, there is free breakfast available, there's a free photo booth, and the top three finalists in the soccer game will be able to kick against former Baltimore Blast goalie Phil Saunders.
Say what?
Yeah.
Kick against him?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, okay. No, wait a minute, so do you have to beat him?
Yeah, that's the goal of the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep, it's only $10 to do 10 shots as an individual, and we also have the batting cages open at Harford Sports for softball and baseball, and it's only $10 to do 10 hits. And if you want to come in as a team, it's $100 for 12 people.
That's not bad at all.
I know.
Wow. Now, all right, what made you think of soccer? Do you play soccer?
No, actually, last year, this project was formed last year, last summer, right around this time, by three board members. Two of them have left the board, but it was by Elizabeth Wiestock, Colin McAtee, and current board member Mario Nandalal. And so Colin played or plays soccer, and so they're trying to figure out how to do some type of soccer fundraiser.
Right.
And we wanted to do more help for National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, because we have a lot for the homeless, like Camp Happy, and we have a lot for the foster girls with the boutique and everything like that. So they created this fundraiser, and actually Mario named it Goals for Grace. And so, they were able to pull in a lot of people from their teams, local sports teams, groups, churches, everybody that they knew to bring in lots of volunteers. So
there's no age limit?
No.
Oh, really?
To kick, it's K-12 young people.
Oh, okay.
But for volunteers, we can take anybody we can get. And parents can come. They can sit upstairs in the little loft area and watch their kids play. There's free breakfast upstairs as well, and free Wi-Fi as well upstairs. So there's a lot, and there's stuff for everybody to do.
Hey, one or hey, two, do you play soccer?
Yes.
Oh, you do? So are you going to be kicking at this thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, two's mom, got more coffee? Yeah. Now, so you guys play in a league? Or?
Yes.
So you
yes.
could possibly beat this guy?
I'm a goalie, so I don't usually kick.
Oh, so are they going to be kicking against you?
No, for the, yeah, no.
Why not? You need a goalie, right?
We need a lot of goalies, yeah. Any volunteers we can get.
Hey, one, come on, I'm sure you're good enough. You could probably block all his kicks, right? I mean, he's only a professional. Can't be that hard, can it?
Well, I don't know.
How long have you been playing soccer?
I skipped a year. But I've been playing for how long?
Like 4 years.
4 years?
And that 1 year you skipped, thrown you off so much to where you're afraid to be a goalie against this guy? Oh, come on.
I think I played soccer since...
Second grade.
So that's...
No, maybe no. Kindergarten. So you're probably about 5 years.
That, but you're not a goalie?
No.
So you just kick?
I'm a defender.
Well, isn't a goalie a defender?
No. Defenders defend the goal and the goalie.
All right, well, there you go. So you have hate to defend you. That way nobody will get the goals in. Right?
Well...
No. I tried. So K through 12 is allowed to enter to
kick and bat. Yes.
To kick and bat. Okay. So no adults going against this guy? Man, I wish he was here. I'd be talking smack right now. And then running. Now, how many people, because you got to go online to register, right?
Yes.
How's registration looking so far? Or has it opened yet?
It has opened. So far, registration is not looking too good. But we still have hope. Last year ended up being, we had a few registrants around this time, and then they started rushing in within like 2 weeks of the event. And there's also on-site registration, which is available in case you want to come. Last year, it rained on the day of the event, so a lot of soccer games were canceled, which worked in our favor because our event is inside. So a lot of soccer teams came in that day, registered there. And you can also register on-site if you want to go again because you had so much fun.
I didn't even think about soccer games going mm-hmm. on that day.
It's perfect.
Wow. Okay. So where do people go online to register?
They can go to our website, www.wecanserve.org. That's spelled WECANCERVE.org.
Okay. And I'll have it linked at the bottom as well. So anybody else besides, what's the goalie? Or the Phil Saunders?
Yes, Phil Saunders.
Anybody else coming out too?
Not that I know of, but he's trying to pull in some people from the Baltimore Blast, any of his contacts. He's recently became a coach, so he has a good amount of contacts.
I was going to say, I bet you got, and this is, how many years have you been doing this one now?
This is the second year?
Second year. Mm-hmm. That'd be neat if you could get some, I mean, there's a lot of soccer players
definitely.
Around.
Soccer is very popular, and that's why that's part of the reason why we picked this sport, and we're glad to also open it up for the batting cages, too, to include yeah. everybody.
I wonder if you could get some, I don't know, contact the Ironbirds. Season's over then, right, for the Ironbirds?
Mm-hmm.
Contact some of them to come in and try it.
Yeah, we've been reaching out to a lot of people.
Not be.
No, there was a game.
No, in September, the day of the...
The September, but...
I don't know. I forget when the season
baseball
ends.
Baseball goes through October in my mind, so...
Yeah, well, they're short season A league. Single A.
Why don't you talk about your silent auction?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have a silent auction
yes,
there as
we
well?
Yes, we have raffle items and silent auction, and we've been really working hard. Our volunteers and my family, board members, everybody's been working hard to really pull in some nice stuff. We have our board members and volunteers creating baskets. We have like a movie theme basket, barbecue basket, family game day basket, all this type of stuff. And then we also have been able to pull in a lot of good stuff from Coach Danny. He was able to get us 4 Ravens tickets. And we also have stuff from the Washington Capitals. We have a signed jersey by their goalie and even a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah,
that. And so we have a lot of cool stuff. We have a basket from Macy's full of different types of perfumes.
Wow.
And this was all donated, so we're very thankful to the community, and we're excited to be able to auction this stuff off.
All right. Go back a minute here. You said a barbecue basket?
Yes.
Who put that together? Your father? What's in the barbecue basket here?
I'm not sure yet. I know that it's definitely going to be made. I'm just not sure what all it'll have. I just know it'll be nice. And
I'm going to go there just a bit on that. I ain't going to try to kick. Well, I can't kick against anybody. I'm in 13th grade, not 12th.
Uh-huh.
So forget that. So you have the silent auction going on.
Yes.
To kick into batting cages,
mm-hmm.
Photo booth,
registration bags.
Registration bags?
Yes. So we have a certain amount of bags. We're not sure yet, but we just want to try and have people come early so that they can get one of our nice registration bags because they have goodies from all over the county, from different stores and different places. So we try to make them real nice.
All right. Because one of the things we talk a lot about is volunteering and community organizations. So you're doing all this. You're getting all these donations and everything. And this is another big event that you're putting on. You've put on a lot of very successful things. How many people do this? How many people are in your organization actually working on this?
Let's see. Our Goals for Grace committee consists of me, Haley, and Hayden. We have Miss Dawn. We have Mario. We have Alexia. We have Ashley. We have Jason. I believe we have...
Dia, Nick.
Yes, Nick and Dia. So we have, and I believe that's just about everybody. We may have a few more board members. We had a total... Goals for Grace committee, and then we added on some more board members because we were just like, hey, we really need your help.
Right.
So we have more and more board members coming on board as we go along. But we have a total of 10 or 11 board members, including myself. So
you got that amount working on that, but at the same time where you're working on getting donations, you're doing Camp Happy.
Yes.
And you're doing other things.
Yes. We also preparing, or slowly but surely preparing for Breakfast Bags Bonanza, which is in November. It's November 20th. And that's one of our biggest projects. We have about 4 or 5 main projects that are always the biggest, that need the most support. So we try to plan ahead to make it work.
So this is one of the things that amazes me, because you always hear there's nothing for kids to do, right? But what gets me is this organization, you guys are doing stuff during the school year too.
Yes, sir.
A lot of stuff. And for somebody to say there's nothing for the kids to do, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. You guys are always looking for volunteers, right?
Definitely. Every project we have is community-based, and so we take volunteers for everything we have. And we partner a lot with schools, youth groups, churches, organizations, all that good stuff. So there's always something to collect. And even if it's not focused on a certain project that we're doing, we can still take stuff all year round, like socks that you gave us today, or toiletries that we can take any time of the year, because those are things that homeless people need at all times.
She mentioned socks, the Lions and Leos. We're collecting new socks, and this is going to be an ongoing thing. So we're going to always collect them, and strictly for We Can Serve for the homeless. So if anybody ever has new socks, bring them to me. We don't mind. Doesn't matter what time of year. Go ahead.
One of the things that, because I work for Harford County Public Schools, is that I'm trying to partner We Can Serve with John Archer. The kids from John Archer need real-life work experiences. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're going to try to partner with them, we've already been in works with it, for them to help us do the registration bags. So not only does it help the organization, you know, with something, one thing that we can check off our plate, but it also helps the kids to have real-life work experience.
And that's good. They need that. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they're getting out and being social, too.
Right. Which and Randy Geyer, the principal there, he's amazing. So it'll be, I think, a really good partnership going from here forward.
Why are you two laughing at me?
Well, you looked at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez. I thought you had something to say.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
All right, we're going to pause here, man. We're going to turn it over to Hey One and Hey Two. Go ahead, guys. It's all you. This is another reason we don't do this live.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to say, one of the reasons I got involved in this organization, just because I was inspired by Grace when she was at William S. James with me. But I also had a child who passed away. He would have been 18 years old. But I spent 112 days of his life at Sinai Hospital.
Wow.
And so the people, the doctors, the nurses are simply amazing there. And so I was really blessed to be at that hospital. But when you're there 112 days of your life, it is draining. And so being able to have some type of fund or something that could help, you know, there was very limited. Now I realize this was, 18 years ago, but they had limited resources. You know, they had one or two rooms that if your child was having a surgery or something like that, that you could spend the night. It wasn't like they had like the Ronald McDonald House kind of thing. And so they had limited resources. And so you kind of think of, oh, it's a big hospital. They have a lot of money for things. And they really don't. So, being able to have a fund like this would be really helpful to the patients and the families that are there for such a long time.
Tell everybody why you started We Can Serve. We didn't go over that.
Yeah, so I started We Can Serve when I was 7 years old, shortly after I was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It was shortly after I had entered the first grade, and I had gone to the doctor actually on my birthday. And so when I got the news, I was really confused and kind of scared because I had no idea what cancer was or what it meant until I had it. I just knew that it was painful and that we had to get it gone. From all the effects of the chemo, it caused me to lose my hair and gain a lot of weight. And I was so sick that I couldn't go to school, so I was homeschooled for all of first grade and some of second grade. And one day, a family friend had told us about a family who had lost their home in a fire, and they had 2 little girls. And all I could focus on was how I related to them, how they had entered homelessness and I had entered sickness. So I decided to donate my brand new back-to-school clothes to those two little girls because I couldn't fit them anymore and I wasn't going to school. And my mom went to deliver the clothes for me because I was too sick to go. And when she came back and told me about their happy reaction, I knew that giving back was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And so I did a few more projects. I donated a bunch of toys. I did a lemonade stand. And after kind of showing my mom and my grandma that I could really do this, and my dad, I was able to create the We Can Serve Movement Incorporated.
God. It's just, I mean, I know you'd said it before in the first time, but to me it's just so amazing and inspirational because you don't give up and you care about other people. Everything you went through and those kids are what you were thinking of.
Definitely.
You know, and President Grace, I could see it one day.
Yeah.
So, you have anything to add?
If you are a kid looking for something to do or you know any kids looking for something to do, please reach out. Go to our website, either register, email us, or contact us. If you want a way to help, we have plenty of things for you all to do. We need volunteers for the game, participants, people to hype this up, share this with any local churches, sports teams, anything, because we definitely want to make this a really big event and raise a lot of money.
Well, I know we got, a couple of leaders play soccer, so I'm going to mention it to them and see if they have the guts to go out there and challenge, and I'll see if any of the Leos want to help out too. Now, unfortunately, the one, Ivano, who took the lead on the Sox, mm-hmm. is no longer a Leo.
Oh, okay.
But he's a Lion now, mm-hmm. so he might. Hey, one or hey, two. Do you guys want to say anything before we wrap it up?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
I got free wrestling tickets here for you if you want them, but you got to say something.
No.
Look, she's like, really? Really? Where are they? Come on, Rich, where are they at? Nothing? You sure?
Do you want to ask for any donations for the baskets?
Yeah, so if you know of any contacts, if you own a certain business around Harford County, please let us know. We are looking for items for our silent auction and for our raffle. We would greatly appreciate it, and it's all going towards a good cause.
And again, if you have anything to donate, the link to the website will be down there on the notes. Actually, give the website one more time for those listening, you know, whether it be on Apple Podcasts or whatever.
It is www.wecanserve.org, and that is spelled WECANCERVE.org.
Grace, thank you so much. Everybody, thank you. Hey, one, hey, two. Look, you're ready for more coffee again, aren't you? Yeah. Mom, coffee. Jeez. Once again, if you'd like to be on the Harford County Living Show, it is free to come on. We encourage everybody to please come on. Just contact us at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com or call 443-982-0250. And if for some reason Hey 2 is on again, please bring coffee for her.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Harford County Living. You can actually go to harfordcountyliving.com and click on podcast. And from there, click on the episode and there are links to our guests and our sponsors. And I encourage you to please, please visit them. Again, it's harfordcountyliving.com and click on podcast. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast from there as well. You also see a banner there that says Buy Me a Coffee. And if you click on that, you can make a contribution to the Harford County Living Show so we can keep this going. You can do either monthly or you can do a one-time fee. And what we're going to do at the end of each episode is mention all of those that have contributed so far. And so far, the ones that have made a contribution through Buy Me a Coffee are Natalie Forrest, Cindy Skilton, Kathy, Rhonda Erb, and Rhonda is actually listening up in Canada, Carol Garrity, Lyle Garrity, and of course you've heard Lyle on the show several times, myself, and Robin Burke. So I want to thank all of you for making a contribution to the Harford County Living Show. And again, all you got to do is click on the Buy Me a Coffee logo, and you can help contribute as well.